This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get at it here, 7 after the hour. It's Monday, June the 27th on the DJ. No, it isn't either the Doug. Doug Steffen, good day for you. Okay, so Jay is here, Doug is here, you're here. We're all here, rah-rah, shish-goomba. The court and what it's doing, what now is the... I like to move ahead. I don't want to... The Roe v. Wade thing is what will occupy the minds and mouths of lots of people for probably a long time. But we don't need to be stuck on that here. It will be interesting to see. This was not the only thing that was announced on Friday, for example. As many, or maybe nobody else knows this, but there are a lot of people who will be affected by the ruling on immigration and deportation. Did you see that, Jay?
Yeah,
what's happening?
Really, Roe v. Wade took all the action out of the room.
Right.
We had, what, 5 different action items before going into the summer recess?
Yep. And so a lot of people who are living here who are illegal now because of the ruling that was announced on Friday are pretty vulnerable to deportation. The order suspends a Biden policy that now, in fact, is the law. It will be Department of Homeland Security having to abide by the court's order. And this is okay with me, as far as I'm concerned. I think there are, you can't say, yeah, you can stay and you can't, based on some discretionary thing. It may be that the thing that I take out of this, if I may, what I would like to see if I were king of the world is people who come to this country who have something to contribute, who can help us, who's not here like the Somalians that go to Lewiston, Maine, or wherever. There are pockets in Detroit. There are pockets in the middle of nowhere in America, and some of them are cities where folks have gone from other countries, and they just kind of, they squat. Basically, they're here because they know that they can be taken care of by a liberal society, and there's nothing wrong with being liberal at all. It's not a it's not a bad word, although some people think it is, but there's no consistency. And so if, you know, this person has a problem with his mother and he's here to help her, okay, then he can stay. But this other person who just came from another country who's just here without any good reason, no, you can't stay, you're going.
And not going through the system to do everything legally.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right, exactly. Which is something that I have, this wholesale, the current group in charge are so out of whack with, you know, I've had this conversation with my son-in-law, and I don't have any conversation with him because he likes to argue and I don't. I love him. He takes great care of my daughter, and I'm happy that he's her husband. And that, you know, okay, so we don't have to go any further than that. There are people who have very strong feelings, and that's cool. And we can disagree without being disagreeable. Mm-hmm. In this case, I think that we have, his point of view would be, we have lots of riches here. We have lots of ability to take care of people who can't take care of themselves, so we should let them in. Well, that's swell, except there are a lot of people in this country who have the same circumstance. We ought to be taking care of them first, not somebody who comes here and wants to stand, get in line first. I don't buy that. I think the people who ought to be taken care of, if we have those of us who look at it purely from the point of view of, you know, how can we help you? We are all here to help. That's my philosophy of life. But if you can help yourself, you shouldn't be sucking off of me. You should go help yourself, because you can. And the people who can't are the ones who deserve our attention and deserve our care.
And not just the quick fixes, but the what is it in the Bible? Give a man a fish and he'll have a fish for a day. Teach a man to fish and he'll never go hungry again.
Right.
And it's along those same lines. And to talk about what you were saying, Doug, in some people in some topics, it's difficult to agree to disagree, is because I think there are certain people who have it in their mind, if I force my opinion enough, I can get you to change your mind.
Yeah, no, not with me.
That's not always the case. Yeah.
No.
One of the other things that the Supreme Court ruled on last week was the Miranda rights. Suspects may not sue officers who fail to inform them of their right to remain silent for damages. This doesn't involve the exclusion of evidence at a criminal trial if police officers forget to state the Miranda rights. It just means that officers cannot be sued.
Mm-hmm. I think there's pluses and minuses about what police officers ought to be responsible for on their own versus the cities or towns that they work for.
Mm-hmm.
That's an ongoing debate. There are plenty of circumstances where people have been harmed by the police and they sue, these people aggrieved sue the city, and they get a lot of money because mm-hmm. this person was acting on behalf supposedly of the city wearing a badge and a uniform. And there are, you know, that's back to discretion. Who are you hiring? How qualified are they? Why are you hiring them? Was their father a cop and that's why you hired him? What's the reason for putting people into those positions of increased responsibility? I thought it was interesting. One of the comments I saw was from a fellow named William talking about the numbers of people coming into our country. I think it is fairly agreed upon. There were a couple of million folks who came into this country last year who had no business coming into this country. None. And so what's the real tally is the question at this point. Is it 2 million? Is it 4? I mean, who knows? And I don't know if the numbers are that important. It's just stopping what isn't right. And more, why do you think it's right to allow people to do this?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and think about work visas. Like there's work visas where people come in on a work visa, and if they lose the job, they have a limited amount of time to find another job that still goes with what that work visa was. Or if they're studying, they have to, once they graduate, they have to get a job with what their major was. But that's not just America. That's other places, too. If I were to go over to somewhere in Europe on a work visa, I would have those same rules and stipulations.
Yep. The quest to beat high gas prices. Let's talk about where the numbers are after this.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spice. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
Are you looking for an escape? An immersive getaway? There's a place for all your wildest dreams. Perhaps you enjoy rapping along to Paperboy. Or you believe that blessed be the fruit. Or you dream of yelling, huzzah! So whether you're sworn to Team Kim, or you just want a mystery murder, there's a place for you. From Atlanta to Only Murders in the Building to the Kardashians and more, it's all on Hulu. Check into your obsessions. Hulu subscription required. Terms apply. Visit Hulu.com for plan details.
16 and change past the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. I was just giving her a lesson in farm life. And off the air, she was asking me about why there are tall cylinders or silos in some farms, and there are shorter bunker sorts of
fatter, rounder ones.
Fatter,
yeah.
Rounder.
I always
the fatter,
what those were in the different.
Fatter, rounder ones are usually for grain storage, and the taller, more cylindrical ones are for silage, corn, grass, that sort of thing, that gets fed out during the winter. How's that? Pretty good, huh?
That's fascinating. I did not know that.
The story that so many people, other than Roe v. Wade, second item of interest over the weekend was, how the heck am I going to take my vacation with the cost of gasoline as high as it is? Well, the one good thing is that it's 10 cents on average less this week at this time than it was last week at this time. Still, I think the national average is about $4.94 or some stupid thing, $2 a gallon more than it ought to be. Frankly, thanks to Putin, thanks to our lack of leadership, there are all kinds of things. Here's a story about a guy who lost his girlfriend because he sold her car because she couldn't afford to buy gas. So he sells her car. Good for you. Not good for you. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Let's get on a horse. Let's go back to the good old days and ride. Get on my pony and ride.
My goodness. I have been seeing a lot more tandem bicycles lately.
Yeah, a lot of people are riding bikes.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. There are a lot of different captions, a lot of videos on social media, that sort of thing. It's just, there are lots of ways to keep the air pressure correct. I mean, I can go through this. We've heard this every time there's a, don't drive over 55 as your car burns more gas. There's a guy listening to me right now paying no attention, driving 85 in a 65-mile-an-hour zone. I gotta get there first. I'm late for work. I don't worry about how much gas it takes me to get there. Idea of self-propelled, that is you propelling a vehicle, mostly a bicycle. Yeah, this is good for you to get in shape. Actually, there's a blessing here, in a manner of speaking. There's a blessing.
If you don't live too far from your job and it's a safe area for you to bike, why?
Bike. So here's a question that may come up. This is another one of those Supreme Court what-ifs. The federal law prohibits the sale of a controlled substance, i.e. marijuana. So, there are a lot of states that are selling marijuana, have legalized marijuana for medicinal and recreational purposes. So, the feds have said for a long time that for example, in the radio world, as a national programmer, I can't take cannabis ads, even though I would if I could, because it's money, somebody's telling a story. I may be contemplating putting a medical marijuana grow on my farm. I don't use this stuff. I don't like the smell of it. But should people have the ability to hear a story about cannabis promoting whatever the goodness is, whatever? Mm-hmm. I think that if the Supreme Court is going to make it up to states to decide things like Roe v. Wade, then they ought to leave it up to states to decide whether you can buy cannabis or whether I can run a cannabis ad on my program at this point.
I think the states do, because there's some states that have it fully legalized. Others,
right.
It's medicinal. Some states, it's not legal, recreational, nor medicinal, but it's at least been decriminalized.
Well,
and I think a lot of times, because in Tennessee, CBD is legal. And
yeah,
the station I used to work for, there was zero. You could not have any advertising for even CBD products.
Right.
That wasn't a FAA rule. FCC rule. Thank you. I'm on Future Farmers of America, apparently. or FFA. Anyway, that was the station themselves. That was them saying.
Yeah. Well, that was the management didn't approve of it. But it ought to be that, you know, if you're going to be consistent with Roe v. Wade and doing states' rights stuff, should be that way all across the board for every issue. 21 after the hour.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections. It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you have a small business, let Staples be your shipping partner.
I'm generating orders 24/7. I don't have time to ship them too.
Staples has it covered.
A one-stop shipping solution for a business that works nonstop.
Shipping materials that aren't one size fits all.
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. And this week, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour with Jay and Doug on the Good Day program. The future, let's see, this guy is going to be in the every Hall of Fame an actor could get into, if he isn't already there. Brad Pitt has admitted to doing something that was very foolish, and everybody is going to be on the edge of their seats, Jay, waiting to find out what he has done. What in the world is going on with Brad Pitt? Guess what? You'll find out after this.
Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Okay, so Brad Pitt. Is that his real name, by the way, or is that shortened from Pittman or Pit Purse or Pit Love?
I have to try to ask Google fast enough, but I do think that is a stage name.
Yeah, I do too.
I think Brad is his first name, but I don't believe Pitt is.
No, I think it's
it is.
McGillicuddy. Is it?
That's his real name. Yes, Bradley is actually his middle name. His birth name is William Bradley Pitt. So he goes by his middle name.
Okay, better than Bill Pitt. Bill Brad Pitt. Okay, so what's he been doing that's kind of silly? This would seem to be sort of silly.
Oh, yeah, he admitted to once upon a time going on a dig for buried treasure. Spent an entire year. This happened at his estate that he shares with, he was sharing with Angelina Jolie. This is the location that is cause for their whole big legal battle, and where the vineyard is that has the amazing rosé wine, and he wanted to buy her out of her shares, and she ended up selling them out from under him, allegedly, all of this stuff. So anyway, this is the location. It's called Chateau Miraval. It's a 1,000-acre estate in Provence. Provence, is that how you say it?
Provence. En français, Provence. Yes.
So somebody convinced him that there is buried treasure somewhere around here. And
of course
maybe,
there is.
Yeah, he's like, maybe it's because I grew up in the Ozark Mountains where there were always stories of these hidden caches of gold and all of this. And so he buys this equipment, spends a year of his life looking for gold at his estate on this huge lot. And it turns out it was more so a ruse to get him to invest in a radar company.
Listen, you got plenty of dough. He's like Harrison Ford, Tom Hanks. I'm trying to think of who else is in this $20 million club. They got to get $20 million for a movie or they don't show up. Tom Cruise has bettered that.
Sure.
He wants $20 million up front and then 20% of the take. And can you imagine
He knows his
Of course. Well, he knows what his work is accepted. So they're at $1 billion now on the take for, Maverick.
Oh, Top Gun, Maverick,
right.
Yes.
Taking $1 billion. So if he got 20% of the back end, now that's not all profit, but I'll bet half of it at this point is profit. So if you get 20% of 500, that's a... Another, what is that? 20% of 500 is 150 million, isn't it? 20%, yeah.
I can't fact check you on that. I'm not great at math.
Yeah, but that's a lot of money.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, 28 past the hour. Thanks for the dough.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix type product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More Supreme Court rulings should come down very soon before the Supreme Court of the United States takes a breather. On their plate, religious liberty. High school football coach Joe Kennedy, who prayed after games in Washington State, was fired for it and got the attention of the justices. The Remain in Mexico immigration policy. Does the EPA have the authority to regulate emissions from power plants? The pill mill. Work protection for veterans. The court will decide whether a state has the authority to prosecute non-Indians who commit crimes against Indians on reservations. And finally, the Fair Sentencing Act for career criminals. Five people were shot and injured early Sunday during an outdoor event in East Texas. Witnesses said one or more trail ride groups started shooting into a crowd. The Unified Elite Riders event is from nearby Marshall, Texas. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hailing the big news of the Supreme Court decision to bounce abortion back to the states, President Trump said conservatives' decades of love, sacrifice, and devotion has finally been rewarded. Trump's rally in Illinois also endorsed Darren Bailey for governor.
Darren has my complete and total endorsement. Darren, come on up.
I've made a promise to President Trump that in 2024... Illinois will roll the red carpet out for him because Illinois will be ready for President Trump.
Darren is just the man to take on and defeat one of the worst governors in America, J.B. Pritzker. He's one of the worst.
J.B. Pritzker, under a good economy in 2020, says Democrats can defeat Trump if he so chooses to run again.
In 2020, Illinois voters rejected Donald Trump by a resounding 17 points, and we won't hesitate to do it again.
Australia has made history as a site of NASA's first rocket launch from a commercial spaceport outside of the United States. The suborbital rocket blasted off from the tiny Arnhem Space Center on the edge of the Northern Territory. The launch was also the first in Australia in more than 25 years. This launch is NASA's first of three to blast off from the newly constructed site. The big reason for Australia, astrophysics studies can only be undertaken in the Southern Hemisphere. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's important that we realize what's going on in the world, the news of the day. Is this a Green Day song?
Yes, Green Day.
All right, crank this up, will you? Yeah. Go ahead. Every time I that's Billy Joe Armstrong, lead singer of Green Day. He has renounced his U.S. citizenship because of the Supreme Court ruling on Roe v. Wade. I would like to challenge Mr. Armstrong in a discussion of what other things, as we were mentioning, that probably not too many other people are talking about, the other rulings that came down last Friday. Many of them are just as important. It depends on, I guess, who you are and what's your important issue in life. For some, Roe v. Wade is not the most important thing in their lives. There are other things, immigration we were talking about earlier. But there, I think, what did you say, Jay, there were seven? I only counted five, but I'm trusting you to be my guardian.
Last week, yes, we have abortion, Roe v. Wade, which we've discussed. We were talking about Miranda rights.
Yep.
Where a suspect may not sue an officer who fails to inform them of their right to remain silent for damages.
Yep.
The Second Amendment, we talked about this last week, the Supreme Court struck down a New York gun law enacted more than a century ago. Now, there's one we've not discussed, firing squad. The Supreme Court on Thursday ruled in favor of a death row inmate in Georgia who's challenging the state's lethal injection protocol. And
wants a firing squad instead?
Firing squad, yeah. Yeah. This is the method that's currently
That's important. Listen, Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Voter ID, which we have discussed that one. Medicare, the Supreme Court, this happened on Friday as well, that Department of Health and Human Services in calculating certain Medicare payments for hospitals that serve a large number of low-income patients. So this means the court said in the agency it did not misrepresent any of the law or policies that it rolled out in the mid-2000s.
Mm-hmm. So there were other things. There are always other things. It's not just one, but because the way the news media is and it screams, the headlines scream at you, your father points out in an article, I was mentioning Mike McVeigh, who's Jay's father, happens to be an important part of this program off the air as well. He's very highly regarded and respected as an expert in radio. And he writes a column this week about news versus news talk, i.e. on the radio. The news talk programs like this one talk about what's in the news. But the news is the news. And unless it's delivered as a matter of fact, then it isn't news. So when you listen to the radio programs that you used to, usually on the top of the hour, and maybe on the bottom of the hour, and maybe other places in the hour, depending on how devoted the station is to news or giving its hosts something to talk about, the news presents 3, 4, 5 minutes worth of things that are happening, either if it's a local news broadcast or it's regional or national or around the world, but it's the facts. That's what you want. And that's what you don't get when you listen to Fox News. You don't get it when you listen to MSNBC. You don't get the facts. Some people think they're the facts, but they are not the facts. They are oftentimes well-designed ways to get you off of what the reality is. And that's one of the reasons, for example, here, we've talked about all of the Supreme Court rulings, even though Roe v. Wade takes all the oxygen out of the room. There are other things to talk about. But the distinction that Mike makes is one that we make also on the Talk Radio Countdown show.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the news, what's in the news. It could be good news for me. I like to talk about a lot of the good things. The gossip about Paul McCartney, for example, and what's going on with his 80th birthday, and kind of cool. There's a special performance every year in Glastonbury in England. I went there one year. I actually have been in that community a couple of times. It's a very old, old, old English city. And they have their Glastonbury Festival every year. And so over the weekend, McCartney was performing, and Dave Grohl and Bruce Springsteen showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? This was,
yeah.
Well, so this was supposed to happen years ago. Well, not years and years, but with the pandemic and everything, it was supposed to be the 50th anniversary of the festival.
Yes.
Well, they were finally able to welcome people back and do all of this, so they had their 50th anniversary festival. Paul McCartney doing his thing, totally jamming, and then brings out Dave Grohl, and they perform a couple songs. Then Dave leaves, Paul McCartney's doing some stuff, then he brings out Bruce Springsteen. They do a couple songs, and then he leaves. Paul continues to do his thing, and then he brings both of them back to close out his set. And mind you, he played for 3 hours. He did a 3-hour show.
He did that at Fenway Park a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
Isn't that impressive?
Yeah.
And you think about a festival, most times you get somebody does maybe 5 songs, 10 if you're lucky. No, he did 38. He did an entire show. It wasn't just part of like a set list of the festival.
200,000 people at the festival. And by the way, for those of you who remember the most recent version of A Star is Born, the performances that Bradley Cooper and Gaga did that were in the movie were performed live in front of Glastonbury, and that had to be one take. It wasn't like it was set up. We could do 3 or 4 or 5, 6 takes. They went out there, and the crowd was real. The work that they were doing was real in real time, and they couldn't blow it. And they didn't. It was really, I think that, but yeah, a lot of people don't know.
Was not an option.
No, exactly. Right. A lot of people don't know that some of the stuff was performed in front of the Glastonbury Music Festival. So anyway, meanwhile, back to the discussion of what's news and what's news talk. Not to be confused, most cities, medium and big cities, have a full-time news, what they call a news station. And that's radio and it's television. But yet the lines get so blurred because, for example, when the news is on the 6 o'clock news, right? Okay. So the fire that's burning down City Hall, that's the news. So that's it. But what do the news stations do? Because they're not very creative, they go around, a reporter with a microphone goes around and says to the people that are standing there watching the fire, hey, what do you think? What do you think has nothing to do with what the facts are.
Yes.
The facts are the building's burning to the ground. That's what the fact is. So if you go around with a microphone and ask people, well, what do you think about the fire? And they tell you, oh, that's terrible. Okay, there's no news.
Hi, Mom.
And that, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Let me say hi to my cousin Fred. It's about, you know, that's what it's worth.
Uh-huh.
Nothing worthless. It's worthless. But anyway, I bring that up because I think that it is something like the price of gasoline. I asked you earlier, okay, what the conversation is, what are you going to do to save on the amount of gas that you buy this summer for your road trip? That has nothing to do with the fact that gasoline is 10 cents a gallon cheaper today than it was last Monday. That's the fact. Then, okay, how is it going to affect your life? What you do? How you go to work? You know, all of those things. And so then, you know, you go down to things like Uvalde. The fact is 19 children and 2 teachers are dead. That's the fact. All right? The fact also is that the police chief didn't even know he was the police chief, and he didn't do anything because he didn't know he was supposed to. Well, that's what he says.
Yeah, he didn't know he was the one that was supposed to be running the show, yet everybody else
knew.
Seemed to have known that.
Yeah, exactly. So then we talk about, those are the facts. Then we talk about, okay, well, what would happen if that was the case in your community? What would you say or want done for the police chief there? So here, you know, we focus on the bigger picture, if you will, the elections. The fact is, this person wins, that person loses. Then you get into the we were talking about Ms. Miller from Illinois and the stupid remarks that she made about white, whatever she said. I forget what she said, but it was that forgettable. But yet, it's made a lot of hoo-ha in the social media circus.
She called it a historic victory for white life in the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Now,
the statement.
Here's something. Here's a statement from AOC, who says that the justices who under oath said that they felt that Roe v. Wade was settled casework and not to be mentioned or not to be messed with, they didn't tell the truth because that's not what they did. So she says they ought to be impeached. Maybe there's something to that. I think that's the story for me. What came out of the Roe versus Wade, what's important to me, as how it will affect me individually, it won't. It may affect people that I care about. What affects me is that we have 3 lying SOBs now on the Supreme Court. And so the fact is they said that they wouldn't touch Roe v. Wade when they were before the Senate for confirmation. The fact is that they didn't stick to that, and in fact, that constitutes lying in my book. Okay, so then the discussion is, what do we do about it? Or some discussion will be, somebody will try to come up with a way to talk their way out, you know, that's not really what they meant. Some other BS. That's what they said.
Nobody ever means what they say when people get upset about what they said. But also, why is this not a matter of the public voting? Why
you mean
not
Roe v. Wade? Why is it a referendum question?
Anyway. Yeah. Why do the people who it actually affects not get to vote on all of this?
Yeah, I happen to be with you. I think there should be way more referendum questions as long as they can be understood by the average person. The problem with putting referendum questions on ballots these days is that whoever
they're always
the
hidden or paired
oh my
up
god
with other things.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, but it may be as much as I shouldn't even have to say this. As much as I don't care for AOC in the main, I think she's onto something. And there are some other senators who think the same thing about the hearings that Kavanaugh, especially Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, who said under oath that they would not want to mess with Roe v. Wade. Okay? No matter how you explain your way around it, that's what they said. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. 46 past the hour.
Are you looking for an escape? An immersive getaway? There's a place for all your wildest dreams. Perhaps you enjoy rapping along to Paperboy. Or you believe that blessed be the fruit. Or you dream of yelling, huzzah! So whether you're sworn to Team Kim or you just want a mystery murder, there's a place for you. From Atlanta to Only Murders in the Building to The Kardashians and more, it's all on Hulu. Check into your obsessions. Hulu subscription required. Terms apply. Visit Hulu.com for plan details.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spice. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. There you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older, 52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
All right, so I don't know, have we been remiss by not talking about the shooting in Norway? The gay district, 2 people dead, 19 injured in Oslo. Police captured the suspect. So it isn't just America where people are crazy shooting things up. Norway, which is a very free and open country, I can imagine how the national conscience is going there today.
Yeah.
This
type of violence is very rare. That's why it's...
In Norway.
News. Yeah, in Norway.
Yeah.
And the citizens can have guns. They can have guns. I think that there's rules and stipulations of what kind of guns, but I do believe handguns are okay to use. But
yes, I think you're right.
Like you said, Doug, 2 people were shot to death, 19 were injured, happened outside of 2 bars. The person who...
It was a gay pride celebration, wasn't there?
Yeah. And it happened in Norway's gay district.
Well... It's just, I guess we don't have the corner on craziness then here, as some people think we do in America. Not the case. But there's, you know, there's plenty of crazy here to go to go around. Don't get me wrong, but it just, it's not limited here in size and scope. All right, it's 10 before the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sounds like James Bond to me. Aha! All right. 53 past the hour. It's Movie Moments time with the Chuck Curry and Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. The world is still excited. I was just talking about how much money Tom Cruise is making now that the Maverick movie's gone over $1 billion. And what he gets out of the profits on the back end, other than the 20 he gets to get started, not a bad payday, Chucker.
Well, what's he going to make total?
Well, it looks like he's getting 20% of the profits after all the expenses, and it could be as high as 20% of like $400 million.
Wow.
Which is, that's a lot of money.
I got to learn to fly jets, I guess, huh?
Yeah, well, either that or act, one or the other. All right, so what do we have as far as box office totals?
Or throw a baseball 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's it. You could do that.
That's a pretty good gig, too.
Yeah, good gig, yeah.
All the important stuff in the world.
Yes, right, exactly. Throwing a football.
We play that Bond theme because this day in movie history, Live and Let Die, which was the eighth James Bond movie, the first starring Roger Moore, hit theaters nationwide June 27, 1973. That's the first, actually, James Bond movie I ever saw in a movie theater. I was a little kid, and I was always partial since then to Roger Moore as 007. I think that's the way it worked, who you grew up on, and I grew up on Roger Moore. So I like Live and Let Die, and I liked Moore's Bond.
All right, good for you. So now we've got that taken care of. What happened at the box office over the weekend?
Very
How about the Elvis movie?
Weekend at the box office. This, to me, was the sign that people are going back to the movies if you give them the product. Number one, Top Gun Maverick, $30.5 million, actually tied with Elvis. That Top Gun was off just 31% week to week. Its hold, Doug, week to week since it's opened has been phenomenal. $521 million here domestically, over $1 billion worldwide. Number, well, actually tied for first was Elvis, 30.5. I saw this on Saturday afternoon. I went by myself to the theater I'm involved with, the Pocono Cinema in East Strasburg. The first, like, 45 minutes, I got to tell you, felt like a surface movie. Like, it was, like, style over substance. I was like, ah, you got to go a little deeper. But then it started to really grow on me. And I got to tell you, when this movie was over, it really won me over. I thought Austin Butler, an actor I'm not really familiar with,
no,
phenomenal as Elvis Presley. I thought he just did a great job. And Tom Hanks as Colonel Tom Parker. It's easy, Doug, to say he was the villain of the piece, but I do think his character was somewhat complex. But he was great in this movie, and I think both are going to get Oscar nominations. And I do believe, I will predict, that the general public as a whole will embrace this movie, and this will go alongside Bohemian Rhapsody and Rocketman is one of these movies in this genre that the public will like and go to the theaters in droves to see. I recommend it.
All right, that's good. Glad to hear. I haven't seen either Top Gun or I want to see the Elvis movie, but I don't, this time of year I don't have a lot of time to go to the movies as much as I love to. And I feel like I'm missing something.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's better product here in the marketplace for you to see. Jurassic World Dominion placed third, $26 million, $302 million in 3 weeks. Despite up and down reviews, the film's done well. The Black Phone, which is a new horror film starring Ethan Hawke, got great reviews. And genre fans between 18 and 25 who like this stuff showed up, $23.4 million. That's a really good weekend. And Lightyear number 5, $17.7, $88 million in 10 weeks. So you got four of the five films made over $20 million, and the fifth film almost $18 million. That is a very good weekend and the best weekend of the movies post-COVID pandemic, Doug.
I wonder how much of it was driven by people in the states where there's a heat wave going to the theater so they could be cool.
You know,
that's
a good question. Listen, I think 30 years ago that was a major barometer why people went to the movies. I don't know about so much
now, but
this is good. Now this Friday, Minions 3 animated movie, which should do well, and the week after that, Thor: Love and Thunder. So next 2 weeks got some product in the marketplace. This is a really good sign for the industry.
Do you go to see those Minion movies?
I don't. Now, full disclosure, animation doesn't do it. I can't get that excited.
I'm
about
with
it.
You.
People love it.
Me too.
It is.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I see all these people like in my business, you know, my employees will turn on the TV and start watching all this animated stuff, and I just write it.
Well, that's what they've grown up with.
Action.
College kids, and that's what they've grown up with, seeing that drivel, and so that's kind of what they like. But it is, for me, complete drivel. It's just so phony. Everything about it is phony. And somebody would say to me, well, isn't that what the movies are all about? Isn't that what entertainment is? Escapism. Okay, well, I'll give you that point.
Go see Elvis, Doug.
I will, Chucker. Thank you. Chuck Curry with Jay and Doug at 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen program.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.